Bedtime Stories Podcast. Hello, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast. Podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Ask for it by name. Today's episode is not your ordinary episode because it's a weekly challenge. It's Sunday. And that's where I post the topic to the site, and then you've got a few days to put together some stuff and say, oh, I gotta get all this NaNoWriMo stuff done. I need to have 50,000 words. Oh, God. And no, you don't need 50,000 words for this. This is 100-word stories. Once you get to 100, you know, maybe 110, maybe 120, you do a little editing, you're at 100. Maybe if you're under 100, you go forsooth and add a few things back in. But still, it's not that hard. And these people, though, they put their lives and souls into these stories week after week. And I think you'll appreciate that when you hear them. What was I talking about? Anyway, the topic for this week is potato peels, which I'm not supposed to have potatoes. They're a lot of starch. They're a lot of carbohydrates. A lot of calories. I need to want... potatoes, I cut out of my diet. I'm down to around 200, and I need to get to 180, and I'm going to get there. Okay, enough babbling from me. Let's hear a story about potato peels. Let's see, who's first this week? Who got it? Oh, it's Steven the Nuclear Man. Okay, and by the way, he has a story in Drabblecast this week, so look up Norm Sherman's site and check him out. It's a good story. You'll like it. And you'll like this story, too, and I'm going to shut up now and let you hear it.
We will find a way out of this, I promise. She slapped my hand away from her face. How stupid do you think I am? There's only 100 words in this story. Then we're gone. Forever. I looked around the sparsely described kitchen, desperate for a way out. My gaze landed on the bucket of potato peels Ma had left. That's it. I kissed Sally. What are you doing? Remember when Ma had you peel potatoes? The thin peels would fill up twice as many baskets, right? I held the sharp peeler up to the words. Let's get started. Later on, snakes them. Stir with a spot early. Brush the hair. See how snakes have been. See how well it looks like. So it is the police. We should have no remember.
Uh-oh. There's some satanic backmasking in there. Oh, no. We're going to get accused of all sorts of criminal things and evil things. And actually, I kind of like that. For once, I'll finally earn the explicit tag on here. I mean, why the fuck did I have the explicit tag on here to begin? Oh. Thank you, Stephen. And, great, now I'm hungry for potatoes. I knew this would happen. I haven't touched French fries in forever. I mean, those are like death nails. Those are bad for you. All the oil and potatoes and, just... I know there are going to be people say, well, if you eat in moderation. I don't eat things in moderation. I can't. I'm incapable of it. I'm like a drug addict. I'm like an alcoholic, but with food. All right? Foodaholic. I am a fucking pig. Deal with it. But I've gotten that under control now. I posted up a photo of what I ate for dinner last night. Brie, which, okay, cheese. Bread, okay, carbs. But roasted garlic, good for you. And if in moderation, and if you wind up pigging out, you wind up throwing it up anyway. Oh, yeah, shut up, tell a story. Next up is Tom, who's been sending in some stories during the week, which sometimes I get them up very quickly, and other times I suck. But here, at least we know that when he has one in for the weekly challenge, I get that in on time. And I'm going to get the other one up real soon, okay? All right. Here's Tom.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And tonight's story is called Sometimes. I used to operate the missile system on an X-1 tank. Could have dropped one of those puppies through an NBA hoop. No net. So why, you might ask, am I sitting next to a mountain of potato peels of my own making? In a word, Willie. General Jack Ripper's Jack Russell. Well, it used to be his prize Jack Russell. Who would have guessed that an X-1 heat-seeking missile could have profiled a dog and a frisbee as a Russian with an anti-tank rocket? When I pointed out the need for an anti-dog override is the moment I got my new job.
Move up, sir! Move up, sir!
Ha, 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 ha. Everybody loves a story when a dog blows up. No? Oh, great. Thank you, Tom. And I'll get your story for last week up this week, and then I might backdate it so it appears like it came up last week, and that way we'll edit this out, and people will think that I actually do things on time. Maybe I'll actually have that story appear on the feed from back in 2005 and say that you're the one who invented this whole thing. I could do that. I could do that. I could have it appear in any day in history whatsoever. This could be fun. Oh, I'm not allowed to have fun. Okay, well, I'll let Zachman have all the fun at this point. Here we go, Zachman. How is your crazy story doing this week?
Peelings. Nothing more than peelings. Trying to forget those peelings of spuds. Memories of French fries, scallops, and hash browns she never shared with me. Potatoes cooked by my love. Whoa, 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 peelings in the mulch pile become nutrition for the garden I love. Whoa, whoa, peelings. Like my galley duty never ended. Peeling those spuds, teardrops, like I was cutting onions, because I cut my finger, peeling those spuds. Feeling like you never cook for me, feeling like I wish you never put me on a low-carb diet, but made me keep peeling those spuds.
Yeah. Okay. I don't feel like eating potatoes anymore. Thank you, Zachman. I'll just put this on a little 1 minute MP3 player and put it on the fridge whenever I feel hungry for potatoes. Thank you. Now that you've all made that your ringtone, let's go ahead and check out Catwood this week. Yeah, yeah, let's check and see what Catwood is up to. What are you doing? Please, get me out of here.
I've been peeling potatoes for months, years, I don't know. I lost track long ago. It's hard to remember a time when I wasn't peeling. They're everywhere, the peels. I can't stand them. I once had a bin for them, but that's buried somewhere in this mess of peelings. I peel and peel and peel, but there are never any less potatoes, only a growing sea of peels. Am I supposed to drown in them? I don't know. I do know that I need to get out. The potatoes have to come from somewhere. I just have to find it.
Ah, yes, the growing sea of potato peels in the oceans of wine and the islands of cheese out there. And the great Catherine the Great once offered me her hand in marriage, which I dutifully refused.
Oh, sorry. I'm getting all Baron Munchausen again. Thank you, Catwood. That was... quite... okay, now I'm hungry for potatoes again. I'm going to go play Zachman's story again so that I'm not hungry for potatoes. And Who's next? I'll just leave you with a story. Danny will tell you a story while I'm off listening to the other one. And I know you won't hear me listening to the other one while this one's playing, although I gotta listen to this one while at some point so I can react to it. But so, just listen to the damn story, okay? Danny, what happened there? Just 31K and just a microphone pop and... Huh? Okay, hold on. Let me get the midget. Midget, get over here. You need to read a... Yeah,
read
Danny,
don't
ask. Just, here's the script.
Let me just read
all right?
Okay, just
we'll figure it out.
Alright. Potato peels. The best part of the potato. Most full of nutrients. The peel is the only part of the potato that interacts with the soil, absorbing all the nutrients as the potato grows, making it the best-tasting part of the potato. Fried, baked, or roasted, the peel is the most discarded part of the potato. A total waste. Ever notice the best mashed potatoes have the peels within it? Please, cherish your potato peels. Spare them from the landfills whose space we need for our discarded alkaline batteries.
Okay, there you go. Thank you, Midget. And, don't... Are you throwing the alkaline batteries into the... Oh, Lord. You know, thank you, by the way, Danny. Okay, so during this whole Breast Cancer Awareness Month thing and the cancer and the pink lids and all that with the yogurt, grocery stores have collection bins, so you don't have to mail these things back in individually. You have to remember to bring in your yogurt container lids to the grocery store. So why don't they have battery collection things at the battery thing? Well, are they worried that people are just going to tear those open and stuff them in there? I don't know. Anyway, that's just my thoughts on... Oh, God, I woke up too early. And yet, I went to bed at 10, and then my teeth were bothering me, so I woke up again, brushed my teeth again, because when you eat roasted garlic, it's just like eating pizza, the hot cheese, the hot garlic will, it'll burn your gums, and, God, gross. I hate getting old. Oh, speaking of hating getting old, everyone stays young in North Dakota. In fact, I hear that Vance DeGama was so wrong about thinking the Fountain of Youth was in Florida. The Fountain of Youth is in North Dakota. It's just frozen 11 months of the year. Here's TJ. After drinking, probably bathes in the thing. I mean, Polar Bear Club kind of. Yep. Here's TJ.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota. Can't say I was terrifically inspired by this week's topic, but I'm mostly tuning in to hear what everyone else came up with for potato peels. And this is distraction. When you see potato peelings in the Great Pyramid, you don't immediately think it worked, and that the great King Cheops sprang to life and began peeling potatoes for his feast of the afterlife. You assume a shepherd sheltered from the heat and grabbed himself a snack, and in very nearly every other instance you'd be right. However, when the guide, Denali, encountered a fortunate rat nibbling on a fresh rind, his attention was drawn away from the bandaged figure looming behind him, long enough for him to extend a bony finger and drain him of his life force.
Oh, my. Oh, draining of life forces. That man, this podcast really does that to me sometimes. That's why I do it so early. That way there's not much life force to drain. Thank you, TJ. And if I do need to get my life force back, well, I can go swim around in the Fountain of Youth. I just have to chip a hole through the ice. Sorry. Now, NaNoWriMo is sucking the life force out of quite a lot of people out there. However, the good news is that people like Norval Joe... still have the time to come by. Now I'm watching a cat. walk on the patio. There have been two strange cats on the patio, and well, neither of them have been ours. I mean, Bruin has a pretty wide nose, and all three of them are on the bed right now, I think. So, they have their priorities straight. Disloyal little shits. So here's Norval Joe and his story, and I hope you enjoy it. And if you don't, you have no culture at all.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 238 with a prompt of potato peels. It's late, and I've only got 1,000 words written out for NaNoWriMo so far, so I'm going to make this real quick. As far as the people on the NaNoWriMo front, as far as people that used to be with the weekly challenge, Linda is now at 18,038 words. Brad Z is at 23,686. Jeffrey Height is at 26,589. We still hope he comes back to the weekly challenge. And I'm at 39,483. Okay, so my story. Here we go. With a prompt of potato peels. "We have ways of making you talk," the criminal mastermind said. The agent silently sneered back at his captor and shook his head. The bald man laughed. "You're all so brave when we start, but we've broken all of your predecessors before you. Agent X we soaked in olive oil until the truth slipped out of him. Agent M we buried in potato peels until he begged for mercy. I don't think you will be so strong," he said, and turned on the TV. "We have the Wiggles on an endless video loop. Call me when you're ready to talk." Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Norval Joe, for that NaNoWriMo update. Remember, the NaNoWriMo update is brought to you by Flying Island Press. Because, well, that's what they do. They do NaNoWriMo updates. They say, "Oh, we've got 50,000 words written. We're done. I don't care if the character is stuck on a cliff. 50,000, screw it. I'm going to hire a hooker." What? If you hire a hooker, you can have them do your laundry. I mean, you know, considering the cost of laundry these days, God. Don't use the detergents with the phosphates either. Those are bad. Use the all-natural ones that destroy the environment naturally. Finally, we have Planet Z, continuing to blight the end of many a podcast. This week, 238 is no exception, and this has been going on actually for 239 weeks. Took a week break because of a little, you know, hurricane at one point. I could have gotten it done. I actually could have gotten it done during the hurricane. I just, you know, I was enjoying the silence. I could get to my email. Could I? I can't remember. I think I could. I'm not sure. It's hard to remember. Here's Planet Z.
Thanksgiving is right around the corner, so it's time to grocery shop. We both like turkey, gravy, stuffing, and cranberry sauce. But when it comes to the mashed potatoes, we have our disagreements. I like to leave the potato peels on when boiling the potatoes. She doesn't like the peels. I like to add rosemary and roasted garlic. Adds a little aroma to the meal. She doesn't like them. Just adds butter and salt before blending everything up in the white gloppy mush. So, instead of arguing, we make two batches of mashed potatoes. Sadly, both gave us food poisoning.
Guess what, folks? That's it for this week's weekly challenge, number 238, Potato Peels. I hope you enjoyed it. If you didn't, take your iPhone and shove it where the sun don't shine, which, at this rate, may wind up being Northern Canada. I'm not sure. I'm not very good with, you know, the alignment of the sun and all that. but still, I could get out an orrery and demonstrate to you that there is no sun shining somewhere. And you should stick your iPhone there, so better ship it quickly, otherwise, you know, the Earth turns and that. Although if it's the land of the midnight sun, then it's also the land of midnight. I don't know, I'm not good at this kind of thing. I should be. I could learn. I'm going into training next week, so I'm going to be kind of, you know, not that, you know, working shorthanded and holidays and other folks in training for like 2 months with a break that's training where your brain's being smashed filled with load balancer and firewall and all sorts of other advanced crap that, and all, oh, and a whole new way of doing things. So it's going to be a fun 2 weeks here, which I'm supposed to get 2 weeks of training, but the last 2 days are eaten up by Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving after, so they're going to pack it in tighter. Bend over, here it comes again. I'm sorry, am I bitching about that? I've done that constantly on the CinchCast. Anyway, back to the actual what you're here for, the weekly challenge. Go to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. You'll see a poll. You'll see links to everybody's writing sites if they sent them. If not, then it just comes back to the site and ha-ha, made you look. Be sure to vote for your favorites. And you can look up the text for any stories that you didn't quite understand. I did not post up the text of the backmasking of Steven's story, but maybe I did. Oh. Anyway. The topic for next week is going to be day job. You know, that thing that all of us want to quit, but then we realize in 99 weeks unemployment runs out. Yeah, well, you know the phrase. You know, if y'all, those of you who are still doing the NaNoWriMo thing, don't give up NaNoWriMo. Keep doing it, and maybe one or two of you might come back. Maybe some of you will be like, you know, this NaNoWriMo thing is something I want to do every month. Screw this 100-word stories thing. Or you'll be like, hey, if Steven can get on the Drabblecast, maybe I should. And then all of a sudden, all of us are taking over the Drabblecast, and Norm Sherman will go, damn you, Simon! He probably won't. He probably doesn't even know my name. My story was on the Drabblecast, and he still probably doesn't know my name. Damn whippersnappers. Well, while you're busy snapping whips, I'm going to get the hell out of here for my daily walk. I'll see y'all tomorrow with another stupid, god-awful story. Thanksgiving and Christmas are right around the corner, so if we want to do a special holiday-themed show where everyone can be like a, you know, like not really a weekly challenge, but a yearly challenge, and you got those and they're special, send them to me, because God knows you people pick the weirdest topics. That's it. I've no more babble. I'm all babbled out. You would think I wouldn't run out by now, but no, finally. I'm going to shut up now. Thank you all for listening, and as always, keep it brief. Closing.